This is Fresh Air. Comedian Sam Kinison's new album is in the top 20 on the pop charts. A&M Records has created a new comedy label called Blue Rose. And rock critic Ken Tucker says stand-up comedy is entering a new age of cool. Ken says nowadays there's a fine line between a stand-up act and a rock act.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Miller!
Thank you very much. Nice to be here tonight.
It used to be that comedy records were a genre unto themselves. Whether it was Bill Cosby or Bob Newhart, the Firesign Theater or Nichols and May, these were albums you'd play over and over, memorizing the punchlines, luxuriating in the witty cadences of the comedians. Comedy, even when it was savage and profane in the case of Lenny Bruce, had a certain structure, a discernible purpose, a recognizable rhythm. These days, however, comedy albums are chaotic, aggressive, often aimless affairs that try to partake of the noise and abrasiveness usually associated with rock and roll. The best-selling comedy record right now is Sam Kinison's Have You Seen Me Lately. Kinison really wants to associate rock and comedy. On his new album, he even yells his way through a version of the classic oldie Wild Thing, modifying the lyrics to suit his hostile style.
Wild Thing!
It just came to my mind. I thought I'd say that.
You make me trust you. This stuck the knife in my heart. You're a lying, unfaithful, untrustable tramp, but I think I love you.
You might know Sam Kinison from TV, shouting and screaming on David Letterman, or on those cable comedy shows that allow the jokers to use four-letter words. On Have You Seen Me Lately, Sam Kinison tries to speak your most vile thoughts and turn them into comedy. He's very cruel. This album has stirred numerous protests from gay rights groups about his comments on AIDS, and it's hard to find something to play on the radio because of the constant barrage of obscenity. But Kinison does have one great subject, religion. He was himself a child evangelist, and he knows both the Bible and the people who use it for a wide range of purposes. You'll get some idea of Kinison's style as he chats here about his own interpretation of the birth of Christ.
He didn't even know he was the son of God. His parents, as soon as he was born, as soon as he was able to speak the language, his mom said, "You're the son of God." When you were born, the angel came, and the star stood in one place, the wise men brought gifts, and the whole world's been waiting for you to come and do great things. He's like, "Really? Me? Are you sure?" Everybody but Joseph. Joseph's walking around going, "Yeah, you better be the son of God, I'll tell you that. You had better be him, little mister. And you better be the only son of God. You understand what I'm saying, honey?"
Sam Kinison's comedy avoids politics, probably because his sort of full-frontal assault on society can't cope with the subtleties that political analysis would yield. There hasn't been a good, overtly political comedian in this country since before Mort Saul turned neoconservative, but there's one in the early stage of development just now, Will Durst. Durst attacks Democrats and Republicans with equal scorn, and to his credit, he's already been banned from Late Night with David Letterman for being, quote, too political. Durst performs on a new anthology album of four comedians called Strange Bedfellows. Here, he offers a few observations about George Bush's role in the Iran-Contra scandal.
Reagan's point man on Iran-Contra. Reagan's point man on the war on drugs. And he doesn't know when he knew that Noriega was dealing. The point is moot. Either he knew, and he's a doofus, or he didn't know, and he's a doofus. Either way, we don't need another Oval Office doofus. Now, let me get this straight. We sold arms to Iran, and then gave military intelligence to both Iran and Iraq. Now, how did this work? Here, put this gun in your pocket. He's got a gun in his pocket. He knows about the gunman.
Another comedian with a new album out is Dennis Miller, whom you may know as the caustic anchorman on Saturday Night Live. Miller's mouth is twisted in a permanent sneer, and with his flowing locks and impeccable suits, he denies the image of comedians as neurotic nerds. Miller carries himself with the cool haughtiness of a rock or movie star. Lots of people I know don't care for Miller, finding him smug and condescending, but I think that's why he's interesting. On his new record, which he calls the Off-White Album, he's not afraid to make himself look somewhat elitist if it will permit him to turn a cutting phrase elegantly. He's rude and entertaining at the same time, as when he talks about regional differences like this.
I was in Birmingham, Alabama, working a small comedy club called I Don't Get It. And Alabama. You talk about Darwin's waiting room. You know what I mean? There are guys in Alabama who are their own fathers. You know, I mean, this is the... it's the sort of place where people read the Sunday comics with a yellow highlighter. Just in case they stumble across a particularly meaningful passage in Beetle Bailey that... Yeah, I think the only more backward place I've ever been is West Virginia. I mean... this place makes Mayberry look like a think tank. You know,
There's a certain disposability to comedy records these days. You probably wouldn't play Sam Kinison's ranting over and over the way you once did your Firesign Theater albums. But the best of these records suggest a healthy range of style and subject matter that makes them worth checking out at least once.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Some kind of wild thing and went through our lives and made it hell. Cause everybody's had one, you, me, nobody likes to lose. And you know she's out there laughing at you. I don't care if it was last week or third grade. Someone broke your heart. What was her name?
This is Fresh Air.